Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The left fielder, Max Venabil. Batting third. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Darryl Thomas. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dan Schatzeder. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Schatzeder. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Dave Owen. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dennis Eckersley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Raines steals second. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dreesen. Moreland goes all the way around to score. Durham moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzetter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Max Vanabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Raines steals second. Max Vanabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vanabil is 0-for-1 in the game. Vanabil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Raines trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley hits a fly ball into left field. Vanabil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotto strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say moves to third. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen strikes out. One out. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0 for 1 in the game. Eckersley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schatzender has Say trapped. He runs over and tags Say for the out. Durham moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0 for 2 in the game. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. Eckersley moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eckersley moves to third. Cotto moves to second. Steve Rogers now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moreland strikes out. 1 out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Venable hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Raines steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0 for 2 in the game. Eckersley strikes out. Two outs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Durham steals second. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cotto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 2 in the game. Dreesen hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cotto. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flynn moves to second. George Frazier now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen misplays the ball. That's an error on Owen. Flynn moves to third. Stenhouse moves to second. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Venable hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Lucas now pitching. Mike Stenhouse now playing left field. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 3 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Say strikes out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach juggles the ball. That's an error on Wallach. George Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cotto hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wallach strikes out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Rose pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham juggles the ball. That's an error on Durham. Thomas moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.